All right, let's go ahead and get started this morning. If we could have a volunteer. We'll go ahead and get started. If we could have a volunteer for the prayer, Nelda.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for volunteering.
Everybody stand.
I do have a lot of practice at praying, so if you'll bow your heads with me. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this county and state, Lord, that we live in. Thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, and we ask as we go forward that you continue to bless us. Bless our elected officials, Lord. Give them wisdom, give them strength, and give them fairness, Lord. Thank you again for everything that Montgomery County means to so many people and the prosperity that we have. Please help us to always be grateful for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor
the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the East Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right. Let the record reflect that all members of court are here with the exception of Judge Keough. If I could get approval of Commissioner's Court agenda, please.
Move.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number 7, citizen comments. Any citizens who would like to speak regarding an item that is on the agenda? All right. That would be none. And we will move forward with proclamations, resolutions, and presentations. A presentation of the 2021 Distinguished Service Award to Montgomery County Historical Commission. Mr. Forrester.
Thank you, Commissioners. I know you're busy, so I'm going to make this quick. Thank you again for allowing us to be recognized. This is our 9th year in a row. We thank you so much. I understand you have a certificate to give us today. We'll keep it near and dear to our hearts. But thank you again to each one of you for your support for our Historical Commission's efforts.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for what you do.
And thank you for all you do, Larry. We do appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
But right here.
Today, at least two. Mickey Ringo and Annette Kerr, if you'll stand. I don't know if we've got anybody else.
Do you want them in the picture that you wanted?
If you don't mind, if
sure,
you
no, come on up.
Sure. Come up and somebody take a picture. That would be great. That would be great, that'd be great if we had. Or y'all just stand back there. There you go, Jason. Thank you. On either side. I need other good looking women on either side.
There you go.
1, 2, 3. Perfect.
Thank
all
you.
All right.
Thank you.
Y'all.
You're very welcome. Thank you for all you do. All right, if we can have a motion to consider approved Commissioner's Court minutes from regular session dated July 26th.
Do we need to move on that resolution?
The resolution we just was.
For Larry?
Oh, for the Historical Commission?
Okay. Okay.
So a motion on 9A?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye. Motion passes. Consent agenda. Anyone have any changes to consent?
I don't.
So I have one change on page 8. It's 10 UI. We just need to change the start date for Echo Coleman from 8/10/22 to 8/15/2022. It's not. But thank you. So I move on that.
Second.
With that change. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. We can move now to the open agenda on page 8, emergency management.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Morning.
11A, consider and discuss take appropriate action regarding the transfer of CARES Act and ARPA-funded supplies to the new warehouse
authorize OEM to make necessary supplies and equipment purchases to facilitate the transfer. Last week, or a couple weeks ago, I asked for some funds so we can get the racks and stuff started. We're just, they're a little more expensive than I first anticipated. Plus, I also need to get an electrician in to help set up the backup generator that'll be coming from one warehouse to the next. So I think with this funds, I should be able to facilitate the finish of the racks and get the electrician in to get the generator moved over.
Need a motion?
Move.
Right, and add services to that, because right now it says supplies and equipment. Will you please add and related services?
Will do.
So that the auditor can pay that claim.
We just need a motion reflecting that change.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. B.
Thank you, Amy. The second item is for a Seahawk public safety device. This is for the Fire Marshal's office. Currently, the Fire Marshal's office does our radio checks in the buildings to make sure all the first responder radios work in these buildings as they do their inspections, mainly schools and other large commercial structures. This device enables them to do that and get actual readings that they can take back to the radio shop and work with pointing the antenna and getting equipment into that school if it's necessary to make sure radios are working in the building. The total cost of that's right at $23,400 and some change. So just need a motion to approve it not to exceed $23,500.
This actually goes into schools?
So the device doesn't. It's portable. They check. So it'll detect radio signal from our first responder networks. And it'll tell us how much we're lacking or what we need. A couple of our schools are in such an area where there's just no connectivity at all. They actually will buy a device that puts in the school that basically acts as a repeater, picks up the signal and repeats it inside the building, so our first responder radios work in the building. Okay. And so they've done this for a number of years now, but this device improves that quality of those checks and will help us now as we're building out the radio interoperability.
I move.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good morning.
Tax assessor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Item 12A, consider, discuss, and accept the 2022 no new revenue voter approval and de minimis tax rates. I just gave those out to you. We just need a motion to approve those.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion passes.
B, consider, discuss the tax rates needed to fund the fiscal year 2023 budget for maintenance and operations and debt service. I've worked really hard with, really closely with Amanda and Rakesh on this, and I just have to say they've done an outstanding job. I appreciate all the hard work that they put into this year's budget, and would just like to caution going forward, any changes after we adopt that budget eats into whatever we have that following year. So I would encourage us to be careful going forward. But anyway, the tax rate that's needed to fund this year's budget is 0.3764.
I move.
Do you want, are you going to break that into road and bridge tax?
I can. Adoption is when we actually do that. Okay. But breaking that down, the general fund would be 0.2895, road and bridge is 0.0393, and debt service is 0.0476, for a total of 3764.
And last year's tax rate was?
4083. It's down a little over 3 cents.
Good. That's probably the largest tax rate drop by 3 cents. I mean, largest in chart, maybe not in terms of percentage, but it may be both percentage and
right. It is. It is more than last year's.
Yeah, last year was 2.2.
2.29, I think.
I second the motion.
All right. All in favor? Of the tax rate being set at 0.3764.
Okay.
Just to give you guys an idea, starting in 2020, your tax rate was 4.475. The following year, it was 4.312. The following year, 4.083. And with this adoption, it's the proposed rate's 0.3764. So those have lowered the tax rate quite a bit the last 3-4 years. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would like to say, too, that Amanda, you and Tammy and everybody involved in this process, it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of services and all that we do, and y'all have done a great job working these numbers. I know y'all had a lot of tireless nights keeping you up, and we really appreciate the court does, what all y'all do.
Well, you're welcome. I love this time of year. I get to work very closely with our taxing jurisdictions and our public, so I love this time of year. But I do want to bring out that the average taxable home value for 2022 is $261,906. And at this time, although we are certified at now at 95.3 is what was certified, we still have 25,394 accounts that are under protest. That is more than double than what we had last year. We still have 4.97, almost 5%, that remain under protest at this time.
Most of those commercial?
No. There are some commercial, but there's still residential in with that as well.
What's that total value?
The reasonable estimate that's under review, meaning that's what the appraisal district thinks what these numbers will settle at, is $3.674 billion.
What?
$3,674,603,321.
Right.
That's the largest that we've ever had at this point.
Yeah.
All right, on C.
Okay, so I think we did B and C together. Y'all voted on a proposed tax rate for a total of 3,764. And so for D, if the tax rate needed to fund the budget exceeds the lower of the 2022 no new revenue or voter approval rate, we have to set a public hearing date, and we had that listed on the planning calendar that went out, and the proposed rate does exceed the no new revenue rate, so we will have to conduct a public hearing.
When will that date be?
August 26th. And we need to set a time for the public hearing.
9:30?
We can do that.
Is that a regular commissioner court date?
No, it's not. It's a Friday.
It's a special session.
We will adopt the budget and adopt the tax rate that day.
I'm sorry, what?
On that date, it's a special session, and we'll adopt the budget and the tax rate that day, and we'll conduct hearings.
I just assume do it at 8 o'clock, but I know nobody else up here wants to do it at 8 o'clock.
I'm good with 8 o'clock.
Motion fails for lack of second.
Okay.
9:30.
Okay, 8:15.
Okay.
9:30 is fine.
Okay, so August 26th at 9:30.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tammy, I would like to make a comment on the fact that you and your team worked really hard and had to work unusually late through the weekend because MCAD was not able to certify the values on time. And I think this court, we should just state the fact that there's some disappointment as one of the, or probably the largest taxpayer or utilizer of the appraisal district, for them not to meet their statutory obligation to certify on time. And I hope that your board takes that very seriously when they review the fact that not only did you fail Montgomery County, not you, the MCAD, that they failed the citizens and all the taxing jurisdictions, because everybody had to wait until how far past the deadline were they?
They certified August the 5th, so a couple of weeks, almost a couple of weeks. But there were several taxing jurisdictions that had to reschedule meetings, as we did. But we got it all calculated, and I think we have everyone on schedule now.
Thank you, and thanks for working late and through the weekend, you and your staff.
Thank you.
Okay, public hearing, Precinct 3, Amy.
Consider and approve establishing a no parking zone during school release hours for placement of no parking, no stopping, no standing, Monday through Friday, 7:15 to 8:30 a.m., 2:45 to 3:45 p.m. on both sides of Vanessa Hills Drive between the Spring Trails Park Drive and Laura Hills Lane, on both sides of Laura Hills Lane between Vanessa Hills Drive and Esteban Point Lane, and both sides of Cameron Park Lane between Vanessa Hills Drive and Channing Springs Drive. Is anybody here to speak about that?
All right, Precinct 4.
Conduct a public hearing on petition for creation of Crockett Meadows Public Improvement District in accordance with the petition on file. Is anybody here to speak about that in the public hearing? There's also an item about this in open.
Are you going to do anything on that, BD? I know there's probably gentlemen out here, but...
I believe there should be someone out here.
Well, it's pretty... I was going to ask you, BD. I talked to you about that before, and this is the second one of these we've done. Is everything in order?
Everything's in order. Again, to refresh your recollection, with a PID, it is not the same. It does not impact the tax rate or the taxes paid to Montgomery County by the property owners. It is basically an assessment, much like a HOA assessment, additional assessment on the property, just the property itself.
And no so risk.
It goes only.
County.
I'm sorry.
No risk to Montgomery County.
No risk to Montgomery County. Doesn't count. It's not a debt of Montgomery County. Is there's we don't float bonds or anything like that. The improvement, the assessment, all goes to approved public improvements. So it's going to be used on public improvements. That's what it's public improvement district. And one of the benefits for the county is we help when we do a development agreement with the developer in the MUD, then we can say we want a park, or we want certain things that we otherwise could not require of the developer. So those are the benefits to Montgomery County, to the county on a PID. The burden is all on the property owners, and right. You know, it's actually administered by the PID as well.
Commissioner, we're still in the public hearing, though. We'll need to
right.
Reconvene.
I'm good with it, unless you gentlemen have questions.
All right, let's move back in to.
Is anybody else here to speak about it? Okay.
And then we need to. Amy, do we need to take action on 13A or just 14A?
So we need to take action on 13A1.
Yes. Just didn't make it down. All right, let's move on 13A1. I move on that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion passes. And then.
14A1 is the.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Now, at this point, we are going to recess for executive session under Chapter 551, Subchapter D 551.074. Commissioner's Court, and the court was interviewing for a replacement for our librarian for the Montgomery County Public Library System. And based on the interviews, I'd like to make a motion
Is there a motion to appoint someone from the Commissioner's Court to make a hiring decision on for library director? And who would you want to appoint?
I'd like to appoint Commissioner Noack to work with Bodie. Evan and Jeffrey Johnson
to make a final hiring decision. Okay, so the motion would be to appoint Commissioner Nowak to make a final hiring decision for the library director along with the current committee. Commissioner Metz seconded.
All right.
All in favor.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
All right, I will make that happen. And we have citizen comments. I know Arthur Breedhoff would like to make a comment if he'd like to come to the microphone.
Good morning. My name is Arthur Breedhoff. I'm here as the chair for the Library Advisory Board, and I'm Commissioner Riley's appointee. But I appreciate the opportunity. I'd like to first thank the court for their support of the library. It is one of those elements that when companies look at coming to Montgomery County, they look at the library and they appreciate the value that this county has provided in the library system. Also like to express that as the library board, we're very appreciative of the commissioners going through the process to get us a new library director. Jerry served the library and the citizens of Montgomery County for 25 years. She's surely missed. But I think one thing that Jerry accomplished is that she has a great assistant in Sarah Booth and really worked towards looking at succession and making sure that succession was within the system. And the library board hopes at the end of the day that Sarah would be appointed the library director. But I wanted to come and share those comments and really thank the commissioners for all you do for us as citizens in this county. And bless you all. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate you sharing with us. So have anyone else that would like to speak as a citizen? Yes, sir. If you could state your name for the court.
May I have somebody bring a paper to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, she has. Thank you.
My name is Garrett Jester.
Yeah.
I'm having this notice given to you. This was provided to me by the VA-funded veteran homeless shelter that I was in last year. And I would like to play a short audio and then a final comment. That's a conversation about the facility where there's drugs being sold in the facility to veterans who are brought there to get their lives back together, some of them just out of rehab, and they are relapsing. This has been going on for 20 years based on veterans' eyewitness accounts and experiences, and these are one of many audios and documents that I have to prove that these things go on, and I have proof that they go on in many facilities all over America. Again, I believe this county does care for veterans. I believe this county does want the best for veterans. I believe it is in all Americans' interest to bring these things to light, because this is taxpayers' money, and these are the people that served, took an oath, kept the promise, and they deserve the benefit of care, not abuse. I hope and pray that you will look into these things and you will bring this to light so others can, and be the light that shines and stops this from happening. I thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, any other comments? And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.